Proclamation number 7976 of 26th of August, 1961. Light beings create forms for the spiritual. You, too, will be granted the bliss of creation when you use the strength and light, the power and wisdom, in my will again, when you will be perfect and able to work like me in free will, which is always also mine. Then love will drive you to creations of all kinds, for then you will also create forms in your love for the still immature spiritual in which it can mature, and you will find your beatitude in it yourselves. For you yourselves emerged from my creative power as my images. Your nature corresponded to my fundamental nature. All divine characteristics and abilities were within you, and you were also able to use them in the same way as me. You were able to create and shape yourselves until you fell away from me, until the moment when you freely rejected my strength of love and thereby deprived yourselves of all abilities and were therefore no longer able to create, because my strength of love no longer shone through you or because you yourselves no longer wanted to accept it and thus became powerless. But this state of imperfection will not last forever, for my aim is and remains to restore you to your original state, which, however, has to be achieved by your free will alone. My overwhelming love for you, which only ever wants your bliss, guarantees that you will receive my support in every way. And as soon as you have entered the original state again, my strength of love will flow through you as in the beginning, and you will use it again in wisdom, because you have now become love again and therefore also want to help the still unredeemed to attain the same beatitude which will now be granted to you. And you will constantly be creatively active. Whatever you set your mind to, you will also be able to accomplish, and creating and shaping will make you immeasurably happy. For as a human being you don't know what abilities are within you which only lie idle because you lack the love which gives you strength and wisdom. But one day you will know everything, and you will create the suitable cover for every particle of soul. You will lovingly accept everything that still has to travel the path through the creations of earth. You will also recognize its degree of maturity, and your creations will correspond to it, which will therefore also make you immeasurably happy because you recognize their purpose and support the spiritual in its upward development through your wheel of love, which is active in creating and shaping. As long as you live on earth as a human being, you lack this degree of maturity, that you recognize everything, that you know about every work of creation, about its nature, composition and purposefulness. Yet once you have this realization, you will already have reached a high degree of maturity yourselves, where you may behold miracles upon miracles and even move in the midst of these miracles. And all these miraculous works are my thoughts and ideas which I let become form, always for the happiness of the spiritual in every degree of maturity. Only that once these forms envelop the spiritual, which is to mature in them, and that then the spiritual itself can create such forms and its strength and wisdom can now express itself in creations of the most versatile kind. And only then will you pay far more attention to all creations, only then will you recognize my great love and wisdom, and your love for me will become ever more powerful, which means a constant increase in your strength and therefore also an increase in your bliss. And you will behold things which you would never dream of, for my glories will have no end, which are intended for all those who love me. And I will make my creatures eternally happy. They shall create and shape with me in my kingdom. They shall enter the Father's inheritance as my children. They shall be immeasurably happy in and with me. Amen.